He'll never pull through.
Seems like he'll never pull through.
Okay. Or if you're asked to go somewhere without your husband, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but I just won't go if he goes.
Unless he goes.
Mm-hmm. Or say if your daughter or somebody is doing something while you're trying to do some chore, if you could have used some help, you might ask her, why did you just sit around helping me?
Without helping me? Not helping me?
Or it's...
Instead of helping me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you like a man, he's a very funny man, and you like him for that reason, and somebody asks you, well, why do you hang around with old so-and-so? You might say, well, if I like him, he's funny.
Because he's funny?
Okay. A few things about religion. What would you say the largest Protestant denomination is in town?
Baptist.
Okay. Or if somebody became a member of a church, you say he did what?
He joined that church.
Mm-hmm. And in church you pray to?
The Lord.
Or?
God. Lord.
Okay. And you say that the preacher preached a fine?
Sermon.
Okay. Or you might go to listen to the choir make nice...
Music?
Okay.
Sing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. If you were going to describe that music, you might say, oh, it was just...
Beautiful.
Okay. What about if I was going to church and I had a flat tire on the way there, I might say, well, this is just great. Church is going to be over.
Before I get there.
Okay. What would you say the enemy and the opposite of God is?
The devil.
Okay. Any other name?
Satan. Lucifer. Mm-hmm. The old boy.
The old boy. Sometimes when parents are trying to reprimand their children, they might say something like, well, now, if you don't be careful, going to get you.
The boogeyman will get you.
Is that supposed to be the same as the devil?
I think so.
Okay. What about these things that people might claim they see around graveyards at night, you know? They're
ghosts, yeah. Spooks.
Right. You ever heard them called anything besides that?
What's spook? A goblin? I don't know if that's a spook.
What about if they get in a house and say the house is...
Haunted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What about, say, you might say to somebody if it's getting a little cool outside, you might say, well, better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Chilly.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to qualify that, it's not just chilly, it's getting...
Cold outside or cool.
Okay. Say if you have a... You might say something like... If somebody's asking you to do something, you might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Okay. Say if you just happen to meet a friend of yours that you haven't seen in a long time, what might you say to him upon seeing him for the first time in a long time?
Oh, I'm glad to see you. It's been so long since I've seen you.
Okay. Say if a man has 1,000 acres of land, talking about the quantity, the amount, you might say, well, so-and-so sure owns
a lot of land.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here use the phrase right smart? To mean
oh, that? Yes, I have right smart of land.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. What about something that you might say to express agreement that is stronger than just saying yes? You might say, why?
Yes, sirree. Why, of course.
Right. Or certainly that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody's heard that you're able to do something unusual, he might ask you, can you really do that? And you might say, well, I can.
Of course I can.
Or
I certainly can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, or
I surely can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What might you say besides just yes if you were talking to an older man?
Yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Or say if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say, well, he just dreaded the place. He
hated to go, you mean?